This happened way back in about the early 1970s. And I guess it happened to a lot of folk. Anyway, it was coming up to Christmas in the primary school. Well, this particular class were to go across to the big school to do a rehearsal for the Christmas carols concert. So, of course, they walked along the waterside, you know, hand in hand in pairs, till they got to the big skill gym. And the big skill gym was fair bigger than the inn at the primary skill. But there was activity going on there. There was Christmas murals being stapled to the wall bars by some of the senior pupils for the practical class, if you ken what I mean. But they were being directed by the art teacher, Mr. Hurd, and he looked awfully French, Mr. Hurd, and very arty. He had a brown smock, and he had this brown curly beard, you know what I mean. But he seemed like Leonardo da Vinci, the way he was directing them all, putting these paintings on the walls. Anyway, the bairns were brought in there, and they were lined up, and then there was this, what I would call a honky-tonk piano wheeled in, you know. The pianos at the school tended to get battered, and they were really kind of slightly out of tune, if you ken what I mean. They always had that kind of almost honky-tonk sound to them. Anyway, the teacher started, and of course, to get a note out of them at all, I think they had to kind of fairly thump them. So everything that came out of that piano had a kind of military sound to it. So it was like, "Onward, Christian soldiers," that sort of way, you know. And anyway, the rehearsal was going through, working through various carols and whatnot, when Mr. Hurd come up to the teacher, and they were whispering to one another the way that only male teachers and female teachers whispered to each other when they had a class. You know, you'd think they were in love with each other or something like that. You know, there's the eyelashes fluttering away, you know, dear, dear. Of course, the bairns never heard a word of what was going on. And then the teacher announced that Mr. Hurd had an announcement to make. So here it was, the very important announcement. "Well, children, you'll be wondering what the letters across the gym say." And right enough, there was these cardboard-coloured letters strung from the inside of the gym to the other side. He says, "Well, it says Bon Noël, Bon Noël. In French, that means Good Christmas or Happy Christmas." Isn't that very interesting, children? Anyway, that was the size of his announcement, and he went away back to his Leonardo da Vinci stuff, and the rehearsal continued. And during yin Christmas carol, I mean, it might have been Silent Night or something like that, but in the middle of it, the teacher stopped playing. She abruptly stood up and turned round to the bairns and said, "Right then, I want you, and you to just mime." So they continued the rehearsal of Silent Night or whatever it was. I remember this little laddie had been taught to mime, and he continued singing. So his pal Doogie dunched him in the ribs. "Hoy! You're no supposed to be singing, you're just supposed to be miming." "Well, how am I supposed to ken what miming means?" The little laddie couldn't believe it. It was like he couldn't sing, he was taught just to mime. He just couldn't believe that at all. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, anyway, by and by they came to the end of the carol service rehearsal. And it was time to go home. And because it was coming up to Christmas, and because they were at the big skill gym, they got let away early. And this little laddie, he was to meet up with Rona, who lived next door, and her mother was meeting him at the skill gates. Anyway, they got out, and it was already dark. you could see the orange lamplight shining on the snow. The snow in the playground had all turned to ice, and there was a definite nip in the air. This little laddie's big socks had fell right down his legs and were down about his tees. So it meant that every step that he took, that his wellies would ping the back of his calves like bites of frost. Anyway, they got to the skill gates, and there was Mrs. Bathgate, and this little laddie was that upset. He said, "The teacher says I couldn't sing the day, I just had to mime, but I'm a good wee singer. La 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 la." He didn't sing anything in particular, but he just made some notes. "I'm a right good singer." And they just walked up the road. This little laddie, he loved Christmas. He loved everything about Christmas. The Christmas presents, but the tinsel, the decorations. He loved the sledging. He'd be the last gin out there, and he'd come hame fair nither to the marrow. You know, particularly his fingers, and his mother would bring them to the fire. That sort of thing. But out of all the presents under that Christmas tree that year, there wouldn't be the gift of song. "God rest ye merry gentlemen," and that wee laddie was me.